angels hang above my head and read me like an open book. A Good Omens podfic, written by Spinner of Yarns and read by the author. Summary. Crowley's been Aziraphale's friend for several years. They didn't touch, neither of them dared to cross the distance, so it was quite a shock when they entered the pub and Crowley ran to throw his arms around their shoulders, holding them close. "Just play along," he hissed into their ear. "Please." Notes. I was inspired by Anonymous Dandelion's Ineffable Fluffy Angst Ember 2021. I saw a list of dialogue prompts for angsty hugs, but had more fluffy ideas, so here we are. Thought it'd be fun to do a little 666 words long Darbell series. There's 20 prompts in total, not sure if I'll end up doing them all. Prompt. Just play along, please. Title from Angels of the Silences by County Gross. Darling. Crowley's been Aziraphale's friend for several years. They didn't touch, neither of them dared to cross the distance, so it was quite a shock when they entered the pub and Crowley ran to throw his arms around their shoulders, holding them close. "Just play along," he hissed into their ear. A shiver ran down their spine. "Please." Aziraphale, who just adored putting on a bit of a show, squeezed Crowley's middle and kissed his cheek, ignoring the stutter of their heart. "Hello, sweetheart." Ink. Crowley grabbed their hand and dragged them to a booth. He didn't let go of their hand even as they sat down, so close their ties were touching. "Sorry," he said. "Some asshole wouldn't leave me alone. Told him I was waiting for my partner." Aziraphale squeezed his hand. They've always wondered how Crowley's hands would feel, entwined with theirs. "How rude. Is he still watching?"
"I think so," Crowley said.
"Well then," Aziraphale wiggled happily. "I suppose it's good I took all these drama classes."
"Should help making sure it's believable," Crowley agreed, pink dust in his cheeks. "In case he gets suspicious."
The corner of Aziraphale's mouth turned up into a smirk. They raised their hand and gently caressed the side of Crowley's face with their knuckles. With how close they were, Aziraphale could see his pupils dilate behind the sunglasses. "Of course, love." They could feel Crowley shiver beneath their hand. "Angel," Crowley whined. Aziraphale would be lying if they said they weren't enjoying this. Crowley seemed like an enigma from afar, when Aziraphale would watch him play his guitar with fascination they usually reserved for the written word. But from up close, he was an open book, lying in front of them, just begging to be read, to be seen, to be held in Aziraphale's careful hands. Aziraphale was scared to do so, fully aware that they were just as see-through when they let their guard down. They were so full of words, bursting with them, but theirs weren't words others wished to read. Crowley didn't like books, but he devoured each chapter they've allowed him to see with the desperation of a starving man. And he was, Aziraphale realized. They both were. Aziraphale's been bold today, eager for any excuse to have Crowley close. They just meant to tease him a little, play his white knight in tartan armor. They didn't realize just how hard it would be to resist when Crowley was finally within their reach. And why should they resist? Crowley was clutching at them just as fiercely as they were. He's never turned away when Aziraphale allowed him to see the messy parts of them, the ink blots smearing the pristine pages, seeping through to ruin everything they could. Aziraphale looked up from Crowley's lips to meet his eyes. They were wild and tender and beautiful. They slipped close as Aziraphale leaned closer and finally allowed himself this. The kiss was chaste, barely a brush of lips. Aziraphale felt like their chest was suddenly split open, words spilling out, dripping ink on Crowley's fingers. "Angel," Crowley whispered, voice so soft Aziraphale wouldn't have heard him if they weren't breathing the same air. "Crowley," Aziraphale whispered back. Crowley cleared his throat. His cheeks were flaming, nearly the same color as his hair.
"Seems pretty convincing to me."
Aziraphale hummed and dropped a kiss to the corner of his mouth. "Still," they said, one hand toying with Crowley's thigh. "We shouldn't risk it." Crowley smiled, eyes brimming with hope.
"Be safer if we're always like this. Wouldn't do to run into him here again and look like strangers."
"Not just here," Aziraphale tugged on the tie lightly to drag Crowley into another kiss. His flustered consonant sounds were a balm to their ears. What if he shows up at the bookshop? Or breaks into your flat?
Can't risk it, Crowley agreed. He sounded winded and happy. Nobody bothered him for the rest of the evening. The end. Thank you for listening.